Hello and welcome to another episode of the Raw and Uncut podcast. I am your host, Jamal. And today I've got to talk to you guys about time management. And the reason I've got to talk to you guys about time management is because my time management has been terrible these last couple of days. And which is why I haven't really uploaded for the last couple of days. Normally I'm on it, maybe like one or two. I'll record one each day. Maybe I'll upload it, maybe I won't. But I at least record one. For the last couple of days, I haven't really touched upon it, and it literally just comes down to my time management. My time management has been horrendous. So whereas normally in the morning, I wake up, and I kind of use tasks to manage my time. So for the first like hour and a half, it kind of tends to be like the self-care hour and a half of my day, and it kind of involves me taking supplements, drinking water, and then eating fruit. At the later part of the hour and a half, going to the bathroom, brushing my teeth, cleaning my skin, whatever. I always got those kinds of things, you know. It's like a real self-care kind of moment. It's a nice way to start my day. I'll do my, you know, sometimes I'll do gratitude affirmations, all the rest of it. You know, it's really, really to take care of myself and really start my day off right. Maybe sometimes do a meditation. Sometimes I'll go sit up in the garden, have my feet on the ground, enjoy the sun if the sun's out. Maybe comb up my hair, whatever it may be. Sorry, I do apologize. I forgot to put my phone on silent. It's done now. So it's kind of like a very, very like self-care hour and a half. It's kind of how I like to start my day. It's like really sets the tone for the rest of the day. Kind of keeps me in a really, really peaceful place for the day. And recently I've been indulging in that self-care hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. But instead I've been on my phone a fair bit, which I don't normally do. For the first like hour and a half to 2 hours, even up to 2 hours sometimes even longer, I won't touch my phone. But recently I've been going on my phone for just silly little trivial reasons, such as like the other day I couldn't get into the bathroom when I woke up, and so I went onto the phone, my phone, to keep me awake so I wouldn't fall like asleep, so then I, you know, then could use the bathroom. And then I went to the toilet, and then I don't know how, but somehow I just ended up just falling back into my phone, and I ended up being there for like an hour, and I was like, wow, I haven't even drank any water yet. And like, I was like, wow, I haven't taken any of my supplements yet. So like, it got dragged out. So rather it being an hour and a half or 2 hours, it ended up being like 3 hours because obviously I didn't start it normal or correctly and was really kind of put me off there. And I have been having little events like that. And then because of that, my day's been started off out of sorts. The outcome of the day has just been really poor time management in general, to be honest. Food-wise, everything, like eating food, just neglecting myself, not eating food properly because I'm like out of sorts, where I'm like, okay, I need to get work done. I'm like, get this, like work on this project or whatever. And then I then forget about like eating because I'm so indulged in that project or whatever. And I'm like, oh wait, I need to eat. Or like conversing with like family members, whether that be siblings, parents or whatever. And I'm conversing, I'm like, I'll get caught up in that. And then I'm not really paying attention to what I was meant to be doing. And then like, you know, so it's like it all comes down to myself and just my time management and my I guess productivity due to my lack of time management, because I've had such a poor time management skills recently. I've just not been getting as much done. My productivity is like, it's played a really, really, really big part in my productivity. Like in an hour and a half, I often like do some like tidying up. Maybe like sometimes I clean the kitchen, more times than not it does end up being in the kitchen, or I tidy the room, my room that I'm in, or whatever it may be. I'll like do some sort of tidying, and it just kind of gets my head, like clears my headspace for the day, like because the yesterday's clutter is now being emptied, you know, kind of thing. And that works really, really nicely for me. But I haven't been doing any of that, and I've come to the realization, it's like, no wonder my brain, now I'm talking about it to you guys, it makes me realize, oh, no wonder you've been so clouded, which is why you've had so much poor time management. It's because you haven't had a clear mind to allow yourself to think clearly, to allow yourself to actually have good time management, to allow yourself to be productive. It's funny how such a simple thing, one simple thing out of sorts, can literally just have a spiraling effect into multiple things within your life. So I'd definitely say, how are you guys staying on top of your time management? How are you guys with time management? How are you? Like, have you got any skills, techniques of which you use that help you stay on task or keep track of time and don't allow you to get too indulged in one thing or whatever? Because I could definitely do with some tips, clearly, most definitely could definitely do with some help. But now I've realized this has been happening over these last couple of days, I'm definitely gonna look into how I can improve my time management, and definitely gonna be something I'm going to be working on in the next upcoming weeks, involved in my studying and whatnot.
it's not all been, in all honesty, it hasn't all been bad. It hasn't been bad at all, actually. It's been a lovely couple of days, 3-4 days. It's been very relaxed, very chilled. I've also got a lot of work done. On Sunday, I was working on a project for I don't even know how many hours, and I was awake for maybe 9 hours. But this activity or this project that I was working on with one of my cousins, I'll drop all the details soon. I'm not going to drop the details just yet because it hasn't been finalized and things are still, we're still working on certain things and whatnot. So once I'm ready, or once we're ready, should I say, it'll be, you guys will hear all about that. But, once after we worked on it, I probably stayed up for an hour maybe. I was probably up for about 10 hours that day. Normally I'm up for about 16, 17 hours of my day. I probably spend up at least. And that day I spent 9 hours awake, maybe 9-10 hours tops. And I was sleeping and I thought maybe I'm just going to sleep for a few hours, wake up and I'll be good to go and I'll get active and do what I need to get done. Maybe do some study. I had the plans of doing some studying and whatnot. That did not happen in the slightest. I literally went to sleep and I went to sleep. I woke up the next day. Probably went to sleep around 1 o'clock. I went to sleep and woke up the next day around 11, 12. I was like, whoa, a whole 10, 11 hours sleep after being awake for the, that's how draining that working on that project was. It was amazing. It was such a good time. It was so fun. But that was draining. really, really draining. It really took a lot out of me. And it was wow. It was just it was big. It was big. And it was really eye-opening that I've got a lot to work on mentally, because if projects had taken that much out of me, I know I spent a fair bit of time on it, but if projects taking that much out of me, it means I need to work on my mental focus and attention, because I think the reason it took so much out of me is because I had to have undivided attention non-stop for about 5 hours, and I think that is the reason why it was so draining for me. Because I'm a person who kind of flitters from one thing to the next. So I'll do something, let's say I'm studying today and I'm studying the human mind or the human subconscious or whatever. I'll study that for about half hour, maybe an hour, maybe even an hour and a half. But during that, I'll have little epiphanies while thinking about that, about myself or about things that I'm going, that's going on. And I'll stop the video and I'll write it down. And then sometimes I'll sometimes I've got my phone, a laptop and the TV on, and they're all got different things that are relevant, not directly attached, but they're indirectly relevant to the same thing. And so I'll be typing in something on the laptop to do with maybe looking at seminars that are to do with this person that I'm watching and seeing when they've next got seminars or lectures of which I can go to maybe. And then I'm watching them on the screen, paying attention to what's going on and listening, and then on what I'm doing, and then also taking notes on my phone or maybe on a notepad I'm taking note, and then on my phone, I don't know. And it's sometimes I do that. I don't do that too often because I staying focused on one thing for a duration of time, but sometimes I do that. I'll flitter, I'll do an hour and a half of one thing, and then I'll do half hour, and then I'll bounce towards something else, and then I'll bounce back. So maybe I'll do an hour on the human brain, and the next thing I'll do, I'll be now listening and watching something about speech, and then I'll be watching something about listening, and then I'll be watching something about, watching lectures about, body language, human body language, and communication of through body language, and then I'll go back to the human brain, and then how that ties in with the human brain. It will kind of connect the two for me because of, you know. So I they kind of do the same thing, but they're not directly do the same thing, and I'll flitter from thing to thing like that, or I'll be doing something, I'll finish what I'm doing, and I'll be like, oh, let me go quickly go into the kitchen, tidy up the kitchen, like I said I was going to do before, and then I'll tidy up the kitchen, finish what I'm doing, then come back and I'll come to finish doing what I'm doing. Or I'll continue studying or whatever. And then that'll kind of be my break, so that my brain has a break from the information and whatnot, gets a moment to absorb the information. And while I'm doing it, I'll do it in silence, so I get to think about what I'm doing and process what I'm doing, but I'll kind of flit from thing to thing, you know? And it works for me this way. This works for me. If I try to, unless it's a major project or something like that, I tend to struggle focusing on one thing, like full wholeheartedly for an extended period of time. A couple hours, I'm all good. But if you put me there for like 5 or 6 hours, like I was the other day, I find it incredibly draining, which I'm very, very aware of. So it is something I am working on now, which is I'm really grateful for this project, because it involves me being focused for extended periods of time, which means I'm going to have to be wholeheartedly present and focused, fully focused, for extended periods of time, which is obviously going to be beneficial to myself. So it's great. But yeah, I just had like kind of things like that. Yeah, it's been a nice couple of days, but I definitely need to work on my time management, and with that I need to work on a few other things that I've come to realize on. So probably going to listen to this back in a day or so, maybe even today, to be fair, because I recently woke up from a nap. I don't really have a sleeping pattern. It's more like a freestyle. I kind of see it as a freestyle. I kind of just sleep and wake whenever, and that works for me, because I just, once I wake, I'm like, all right, cool, what can I do to be productive? And that works really well for me. However, when I was trying to wake up at a particular time and go to sleep at a particular time, it wasn't working for me too well, and I was starting the day because it wasn't working for me too well. I was then waking up and then being frustrated that I didn't wake up at the time I wanted to wake up, or then getting frustrated with myself that I didn't, I'd get frustrated that I woke up too late or too early, but not too early, never worry. Or I'd go back to sleep because I woke up too early, and then I'd like wake up too late, and I'd be like, I knew I should have stayed awake, blah, blah, blah. And I'd start my day wrong, and I'd start my day with a terrible mind frame. But this way, I don't start my day with a terrible mind frame. It's just like, oh, okay, you're good to go, like you're awake now, so what do you need to do in order to, you know, get done? What things need your attention? And what things do you want to have your attention? And then I'll like, okay, prioritize, and then, you know, work my way through the list kind of thing. But it's more like a mental list. And I come to the realization last couple of days, just due to the fact that my time management's been a bit off, I'm going to start writing a visual list. Like, I'm going to start writing a list down for myself in order to, you know, like stay on task a bit better, just so I can deal with my time management, just until I, you know, start showing signs of improvement again, because this can't continue. This cannot continue. But yeah, lovely to hear what you guys have to think and say about this podcast. Lovely to hear if you guys have any time management tasks or tips that I can do or keep in mind, or, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Adopt as such. Be really, really nice. Thank you for tuning in. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Have a lovely evening or a lovely day, depending on when you're hearing this. Have a lovely week. And yeah, thanks for listening. Peace.